This is SBS News in easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. The federal government is reviewing recommendations made as part of a national plan to combat rising anti-Semitism in Australia. The recommendations include measures to be adopted in education, workplaces, public institutions and media. A key finding of the report that informs the recommendations is a 300% rise in reported incidents of anti-Semitism since 2023. The reported incidents include threats, vandalism, harassment, physical violence and destruction of property. The report was undertaken over the past 9 months and was overseen by Gillian Siegel, a special envoy appointed by the government. Property website Domain's latest quarterly rental report reveals Darwin is the only capital city in Australia in which rental prices have lowered in the past 3 months. For much of the country, the median rent for houses has been unchanged for the past year, after a surge in rental prices in recent years. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020, house rents across combined capitals have climbed by 47.7% and 44.4% for apartments. The report also points to a lack of available homes for renters, with a vacancy rate around 2% for most cities. The mother of missing German backpacker Carolina Vilger has made an emotional appeal in the search for her daughter. She's posted on social media saying she needs help as she can't do much from Germany, adding that anyone with information must contact police. The 26-year-old was last seen in Western Australia's wheat belt in Beacon, a town 330 kilometres northeast of Perth, on the 29th of June. Western Australia's Major Crime Squad and Homicide Unit are now investigating the disappearance after her phone was switched off and she failed to maintain contact with loved ones. Ms. Vilger is of slim build with dark blonde or brown hair and could be travelling in a two-toned black and silver Mitsubishi van. A European court has found Russia was responsible for downing Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 in 2014. All 253 people on board the flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur died, 38 of them Australians. The ruling is largely symbolic. Russia did not participate in the probe and is disregarding its findings. European Court of Human Rights President Matthias Geimar says Russia did not make efforts to identify MH17 as a civilian aircraft. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has extended his world record by qualifying for a 52nd major tournament semi-final. The 38-year-old has defeated Italy's Flavio Cabolli in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon, winning in four sets, 6-7, 6-2, 7-5, 6-4. Djokovic says he's coming out of the match not feeling his best and has some recovering to do before his semi-final against Jannik Sinner tomorrow night. The winner of the Djokovic-Sinner semi-final will play either Carlos Alcaraz or Taylor Fritz in the final. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.